This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This Monday is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and many of us will honor the civil rights leader's accomplishments with a day of service and remembrance throughout the Delaware Valley. Your Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to remind us there are many ways to celebrate, and she's also here to talk about some additional things to do this weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, we celebrate a king this weekend. The King holiday has been celebrated officially since 1986. It's always the third Monday in January, which, depending on the year, falls close to King's actual birthday of January 15th.
Stevie Wonder was instrumental in helping the King holiday become a national celebration.
That's right. He took off some years of his career to see it through. So thank you, Stevie.
And Tanya, what are some of the projects people can get involved with in the coming days?
We'll have a link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, that covers many of them. If you're near Burlington County, New Jersey, the Burlington County Library is hosting an MLK Day Challenge on Monday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a number of different community projects.
That's making me think of the big community gathering at Girard College in Philadelphia every year.
Yes, that's right. And the African American Museum in Philadelphia has a four-day King celebration from Friday through Monday. The activities include music and poetry performances, a service project, and a scavenger hunt. Some events are free, but most are $2, so you can bring the entire family. And there's special programming at the National Constitution Center, Eastern State Penitentiary, the National Museum of American Jewish History, and the Museum of the American Revolution.
Those are fantastic options. What else looks good for the weekend?
We've got another important man of history celebrating a birthday in January.
Are you making me guess? I don't know who it is.
Big Ben. Not the Steelers quarterback, but our very own Ben Franklin.
So I play my ambassador part with pride. I am known in the world, and the world is wide. To my children.
Well,
my
let me take a wild guess. It's being celebrated at the Franklin Institute.
Yes, Ben is having his day at the Franklin Institute on Saturday and Sunday with a multimedia presentation, activities for kids, and an appearance by, wink, wink, Ben himself. That's happening between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. both days, but only on Saturday will there be ice cream provided by, wait for it, the Franklin Fountain.
What's a birthday without ice cream, right?
Not as enjoyable, that's for sure. Jennifer, do you think Ben Franklin would have gotten a tattoo for his birthday?
Tanya, that is one of the strangest questions I've ever been asked.
Well, birthday tattoos and more can be had at the 22nd Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention. That's Friday through Sunday at the Convention Center. Tattoo artists will be on hand to ink whatever body part you desire, and their performances and special guests as well. And keep in mind, the Philadelphia Home Show second weekend is going on, so it's going to be pretty busy in that area this weekend.
Yeah, I'm envisioning this Venn diagram of folks who love their tattoos, people who are shopping for their kitchens.
There's an artist in town this weekend that definitely does have some major ink.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being
Snoop. He is not going to be with his gal, Martha Stewart, just Snoop.
And it's just going to be Snoop. No Martha this town. I wonder if Martha has any tattoos.
We digress. Where
right.
is Snoop?
He's at the Fillmore Philadelphia on Saturday night at 8 p.m.
He puts on a great show.
It is going to be lit. I mean, really lit.
Yeah, there's certainly some double entendre in that word, right?
That's exactly right.
What else is happening?
We've got another big event in town this week, the International Conference and Festival of Blacks in Dance.
I've been seeing notices about that all around, and it sounds really great.
It really is. It's the 50th anniversary of Philadanko, and that is part of the celebration. It's basically a conference that includes panel discussions, performances, and educational workshops for dancers, along with some performances that are open to the public. There are several venues, including the Merriam Theater, and it goes through Sunday.
You always keep us on top of things, Tanya. Remind us where we can go for more information.
WHYY.org/things to do, where you can find information on the Lunar New Year celebration at the Penn Museum and more. Happy MLK Day, everybody.
Yes, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.